Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Unemployment benefits expired for millions of Americans last night as President Trump continued his social media attack on the election results and threatened to sink a massive stimulus and government funding bill required to keep the government running. NPR's Mara Liasson has the latest.
Once again, President Trump has thrown the Capitol into chaos by refusing to sign a bill providing $900 billion in pandemic relief and money to fund the government past Monday. The pandemic bill also included an extension of unemployment benefits, which ran out on Sunday. The bill passed with large majorities in both houses and was negotiated by the president's top aides, presumably with his assent. But now he says the bill is a disgrace. He says he wants the individual relief checks to be $2,000 instead of $600. But when Democrats in the House tried to increase the size of the checks, House Republicans blocked them. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says when the House comes back, she will try again. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
In Nashville, federal agents have converged at the home of a possible person of interest in the bombing that rocked downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. There's still no official word on who the suspect may be or what the motive for the bombing was. With coronavirus deaths now surging in Europe, the 27-nation EU has kicked off a synchronized campaign of administering the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine with medical personnel and the elderly first in line. Esme Nicholson has details from Berlin.
The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen confirms that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has been distributed among the EU's 27 member states, ready for the coordinated immunization rollout across the bloc. But as Europe's COVID-related death toll exceeds 330,000, some countries decided not to wait for the official start. A care home in the German city of Halberstadt started inoculating elderly residents on Saturday as soon as the first vaccine shipment arrived. The home's management told public broadcaster Mitteldeutscher Rundfunk that waiting another day was one day too many. Hungary and Slovakia have also started vaccinating early. The EU has seen more than 14 million infections so far, and the new, more contagious B117 variant has been detected in several member states. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
On ABC's Sunday show this week, U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said the official recommendation to fight the coronavirus, whatever the strain, remains the same.
We need to remain vigilant now in all quarters. Wear a mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, wait on those gatherings so we can get as many people as possible across the finish line. That's how we beat this virus, and I feel confident that we have the tools. We just need to have the will to actually utilize those tools effectively.
The U.S. continues to lead the global count with nearly 19 million infections. This is NPR News in Washington. In Iran, state TV is reporting at least 10 people have been killed by avalanches north of Tehran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports rescue crews are searching for possible survivors.
The avalanches occurred Friday in the Alborz mountain range, popular with hikers and climbers. State television showed emergency rescue helicopters searching for missing and injured people. The head of the Iranian Red Crescent Society in Tehran is quoted as saying as many as 16 people were reported missing, 4 had been saved, while at least 11 more were found dead. Heavy snowfall and strong winds have closed roads and disrupted transport in several parts of the country. Harsh weather is also being blamed for the capsizing of an Iranian transport ship in the Persian Gulf Friday. The ISNA news agency reports crews were searching for 7 missing crew members. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Heavy weather in parts of Britain where hurricane-force winds battered the Isle of Wight and rainstorms disrupted train service and stranded drivers in floodwaters. Flooding on the tracks caused train cancellations and delays in southern England. In Wales, Western Power said the storm caused power cuts for 21,000 homes. On this final Sunday of the year, Pope Francis is declaring next year a year dedicated to the family. He's drawing attention to his now 5-year-old document, The Joy of Love. He drew controversy, especially among church conservatives, in the document by opening the door to letting divorced and civilly remarried couples receive communion. And as he has before, he reminded bickering families to never end the day without making peace. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.